Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the fifth parak of Maseches Pesachim. Today we are learning Parak Hey Mishnah Gimel and Parak Hey Mishnah Dalet. Parak Hey Mishnah Gimel is going to continue discussing other kavanos, other intentions that are going to make a Karban Pesach possible, that are going to make a Karban Pesach invalid. Now, in order to fulfill the mitzvah of the Karban Pesach, a person has to register for a specific Karban Pesach before it is shechted, before it is slaughtered, and he does this by joining a group that brings a Karban Pesach and ultimately is going to eat that Karban Pesach together. Now, only people who registered for that particular specific Karban may eat from it. So the Mishnah is going to teach us the halacha for a Pesach, for a Karban Pesach that was shechted with the intention that it be for people who have not been registered or have not been appointed for that particular Karban, or other people in general who are not allowed to eat the Karban Pesach. It says the Mishnah, Shchato Shalola Ochlav, if a person shechted a Karban Pesach with the intention that it would be for those people who are not able to eat it, whether they're too sick or they're too weak to eat it, v'shalolim nuyav, or they're not registered to be part of the chabura, part of the group of people who are going to be eating from that Karban Pesach, la'arelim v'litimeim, or he has in mind people that don't have a bris milah, uncircumcised people, are not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach. He had such people in mind, or people who are tummy. If you're tummy, if you're impure, you can't eat the Karban Pesach. That's why there's something called a Pesach Sheni, a second opportunity in ER, that you can eat the Karban Pesach then if you were tameh, well, when the Karban Pesach was brought previously. Says the Mishnah, all of these cases puzzle. The Karban Pesach is completely and totally invalid. You didn't have the right people in mind, and therefore the Karban Pesach is not going to work. However, says the Mishnah, la'ochla v'shalola ochla, if you slaughtered and you had in mind for both those people who can eat it and those people who cannot eat. It's a group, let's say, of healthy people and sick people. Limanuya vishlolimnuya, people that are registered for this carbon, and people who are not. Lemulim vilarelim, people that are have a bris mila, that are circumcised, and people who are not. Latameim vilatahor, and people who are tummy, and people who are tahor. They're all mixed groups, people that can and people that can't, says the Mishnah Kosher. It is valid, it is a valid carbon, as long as it is being shechted for those who registered and are able to eat it. It is valid, even if it was slaughtered for people who are also not able to eat it. Now, we learned in Mishnah Aleph that the Karban Pesach was brought on the afternoon of Erev Pesach after the Karban Tamid was brought. The Mishnah is going to discuss the halacha of a Karban Pesach that was brought too early on Erev Pesach. Says the Mishnah, Shchato Kodem Chatzos Pasol. If a person shechted the Karban Pesach before Chatzos, before noon, then it is not considered to be valid. Why? Mishum said, because the Pasuk says, Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Bein Harbayim. The Pasuk in Parshas Bo describing the Avod, describing the service of the Karban Pesach, says that it has to be brought in the afternoon. So therefore, if you bring it before the afternoon, it's going to be puzzle, it's going to be invalid. However, Shchato Kodem L'Tamid Kasher, if he shechted it afternoon, but before the Karban Tamid shall be in Harabah, in the afternoon Karban Tamid was brought, it is valid. Uvilvachi Echad Memaris B'damo Achi Zarek Dama Tamid, except that someone should ideally continue to stir the blood of the Karban Pesach until the blood of the Karban Tamid is thrown onto the Mizbeach, and only then throw the blood of the Karban Pesach on the Mizbeach. However, says the Mishnevim, Nizrak Kosher. However, if the blood of the Karban Pesach was thrown on the Mizbeach, was thrown on the altar before the blood of the Karban Tamid, says the Mishnah, the Karban Pesach is still going to be valid, it's still going to be kosher, it's still going to fulfill your obligation of bringing the Karban Pesach. Continuing now with Perek Hey, Mishnah Dal. The Torah tells us, Lo tishchat al chametz dam zivchi, that you're not allowed to slaughter the blood of my carbon when you have chametz in your possession. Now, this forbids a person, like we said, to slaughter the Karban Pesach while there is still chametz in his rishus or in the possession of anyone in the group that is bringing the Karban Pesach. Now, this Mishnah is going to discuss a machlokes about the details of this particular prohibition, the details of this particular iser. Says the Mishnah, Hashochet es ha-pesach al ha-chametz over below ta'aseh, one who slaughters and shechts the Karban Pesach while there is chametz in his possession or in the possession of anyone in his chabur, in his group, bringing that Karban Pesach, he violated the Yisr in the Torah, like we just said, Lo tishchat al chametz dam zivchi, you're not allowed to shech the Karban Pesach while you have chametz in your possession. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Afa tamid, one also transgresses the prohibition by slaughtering the carbon tamid shel bein harabayim while possessing chametz. Not only the carbon Pesach, says Rabbi Yehuda, that this halacha applies to, but it's also true that when you shave the carbon tamid in the afternoon, you're also going to transgress the prohibition of lo tishchat al chametz nam zivchi if you have chametz in your possession. Now the next Tana Rabbi Shimon is going to hold that a person can actually transgress the prohibition for slaughtering a carbon Pesach while possessing chametz only if the carbon Pesach that he slaughters is actually a valid carbon. Therefore, says Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon says, HaPesach Barbasar Lishmo Chayiv, if a person shechts the Pesach, the carbon Pesach on the 14th of Nisan, an Erev Pesach, Lishma, with the right Kavana, like we said previously, it's going to therefore be a valid carbon. Only then is he going to be liable for transgressing this prohibition if he has Chametz in his possession. However, Vishalol Lishmo Pater, but says Rabbi Shimon, if he slaughters it with the wrong Kavana, he has a carbon Shlomin, whatever the case may be, then he's Pater, then he's exempt, that because since shechting the carbon Pesach for the sake of a different carbon makes this carbon invalid, like we learned previously, it's puzzle, therefore you didn't transgress this prohibition according to Rabbi Shimon. Continuing in the Mishnah, as he discusses the halacha for other types of karbanos that one slaughter on Erev Pesach while possessing chametz, u'sha'ar kol hazvachim bein lishman uvein shelo lishman pater, with when it comes to all other karbanos that a person shechts in the afternoon of Erev Pesach while possessing chametz, whether he shechts them lishma with the right kavana or he shechts them for the wrong kavana, he's pater, says Rabbi Shimon, because in Erev Pesach the prohibition to slaughter while having chametz in one's possession applies only to the karban Pesach and perhaps even the carbon tamid, as we learned as well. Now, what's interesting is that according to Rabbi Shimon, as we're about to see, the opposite is true during Pesach itself. What does that mean? Uva mo'ed on Pesach lishmo pater, during the yontiv of Pesach, if a person with chametz in his possession, which again is already bal yer avayim, he already can't own chametz on Pesach. But if he has chametz in his possession on Pesach and he slaughters the carbon Pesach lishma for its own sake, which is completely irrelevant because bringing a carbon Pesach on Pesach is not going to fulfill your obligation. It's not a valid carbon. Therefore, says Rabbi Shimon, he's going to be exempt from this prohibition because it's not a valid carbon. However, shelo lishmo chayiv, if he slaughters it during the yontiv of Pesach for its own, for the purpose of a carbon Pesach, but for the sake of a carbon shlamim, then he would be chayiv because in that case it is a valid shlamim offering, and having chametz in your possession when you bring carbon shlamim on Pesach would be this prohibition of lo tishchat al chametz dam zivchi. And finishing off the Mishnah, ushar kol hazvachim bein lishman bein shelo lishman chayiv. And when it comes to all other karbanos that a person slaughters on Pesach while possessing chametz, whether he slaughters them with the right kavana or for the wrong kavana, he's going to be liable, he's going to transgress the prohibition because all other offerings are valid even if they are done not for the appropriate with the appropriate kavana. Chutz, except for minachatas sheshachas shelo lishmon, except for a carbon chatas that was brought with the wrong kavana, that's not going to be valid, and therefore, if it's an invalid carbon, you're not going to transgress the prohibition of lotishal dal chametz dam zivchi for having chametz in your possession when that carbon is brought, and therefore, one would not be liable for slaughtering a carbon chatas in such a manner during Pesach while possessing chametz. Quick review: Perek Dalid, Mishnah Gimel taught us that if a person shechts the carbon Pesach for people who are not able to eat the carbon Pesach, people that can't eat it because they're too weak, people that aren't part of the chabur, the group that are going to eat it, people that don't have bris milah, people who are tameh, pasul, the carbon is completely invalid. You cannot shecht the carbon Pesach for people who are not actually allowed to eat the carbon Pesach. However, said the Mishnah, if you have a group of people, you have some people that can and some people who can't, some people who are registered, some people who aren't, some people who have a bris milah, some people who don't, some people who are tameh and some people who are tahor, you have a mixed group of people, some people who can't eat it and some people who can't, says the Mishnah, kosher. In that case, the Karban Pesach would be valid. The Karban Pesach would be accepted. However, says the Mishnah, in a different context, the Mishnah says, as the Mishnah continued, that if a person shechted the Karban Pesach before Chatzos, then it's not going to be valid. Torah tells us, Bein Harabayim, that you have to shecht it after Chatzos, and therefore it wouldn't be valid then. If, however, he shechted it afternoon, but before the Karban Tamid shall Bein Harabayim, which we said he shouldn't be doing, but if he does do that, then it is going to be valid. Except the Mishnah said that someone ideally should continue to stir the blood blood until the blood of the Karban Tamid is thrown on the Mizbeach, and then throw the blood of the Karban Pesach on the Mizbeach. But even then, says the Mishnah, if you threw the blood of the Karban Pesach before the Tamid Shal Bein Arbaim, it is still going to be valid, it is still going to be acceptable. And then the Mishnah, Parak Hey Mishnah Dal, discussed the prohibition of Lo Tishchat Al Chametz Tam Zivchi, the prohibition to have Chametz in your possession when bringing the Karban Pesach. So we said that if you do have Chametz in your possession while bringing the Karban Pesach, you have transgressed this prohibition of Lo Tishchat Al Chametz Dam Zivchi. Rabbi Huda says that the same is true when it comes to the Karban Tamid as well. That if you have Chametz in your possession when you bring the Karban Tamid Shel Ben Haram, the afternoon Karban Tamid, there as well you transgress this prohibition in that situation. And then we have the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, who holds that a person can be liable for slaughtering a Pesach while possessing Chametz only if the Karban Pesach that he brought is actually a valid Karban. Therefore, if he has the right Kavana for it, then he transgressed the prohibition if he has Chametz in his possession. But if he brought it l'shem something else, l'shem a carbon shlom, with the wrong kavanah, with the wrong intention, then he would not transgress the prohibition, even if he still has chametz in his possession. And then we discuss, when it comes to all other carbonos, whether you have kavanah, says Rabbi Shimon, whether you don't have kavanah, at the end of the day, you're going to be potter. He's going to be exempt, because in Erev Pesach, the prohibition to slaughter while possessing chametz in one possession applies only to the carbon Pesach. However, what about on Pesach itself? So Rabbi Shimon said that on Pesach itself, if a person with chametz in his possession slaughters a Karban Pesach with the appropriate Kavana, then he's going to be exempt because it's not a valid Karban. The Karban Pesach on Pesach itself is irrelevant and therefore is not going to transgress this prohibition of Lo Tishchat Al Chametz Dam Zivchi. However, when it comes to all other Karbanos, whether with the appropriate Kavana or not, he would be chayev for bringing those Karbanos while possessing Chametz, because most Karbanos, if you don't have the right Kavana, it's still going to be valid, but yeah, it's still going to be valid after the fact, the exception of the Karban Chatos. The Karban Chatos is a sin offering. You have to have the right Kavana, you have to have the right intention. Therefore, if you have the wrong intention for Karban Chatos, you would not transgress the prohibition of Lo Tishchat Al Chametz Dam Zivchi if you have Chametz in your possession. Have a great day.